Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up?
Say what?
Hey, it's Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. Welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. Today, we're going to focus on grandparents, and no more grandparents raising their grandkids. Like, the parents have to step up. Grandparents are grandparents because they already did their time raising the kids that they gave birth to and helped raise and, you know, raise into young adults and then adults. And then they have their time to, you know, experience life, travel, visit other family, not have the obligations of raising the next generation. You know what I'm saying? And I think now we have a lot of grandparents raising their grandkids when they should be relaxing and, you know, stepping into the next phase of their life. You know, after their 40s, after their 50s, they should be traveling. They should be, you know, not having anything to do, experiencing and, you know, enjoying their retirement. It shouldn't be, I have to raise my grandkids. Like, as parents, okay, let me talk about myself. So, I'm a parent of two. My mom stayed. She lived with me for 3 years with my first kid. And so Anya really didn't have to go to a sitter. She didn't have to go to a daycare or a school. And she wasn't really around kids consistently. That's why now she has, like, you know, kind of like a social problem where she doesn't understand personal space, and she has to share a teacher with, you know, 20 other kids, and sometimes that's, you know, hard for her. But academically, she's on point. She's good on math. She's above where she needs to be. She's good on reading at, you know, 5 years old. Academically, she's very smart and spells words and knows a lot of numbers and shapes and colors and all of that. She's great at spelling. But socially, because my mom was always there and my mom was never a great disciplined type parent. I, you know, when I was growing up in the house with her, it was more so like she was another kid in the house. So, you know, I dealt with my brothers how I saw fit. And I was more of the person that had to be the kid. I had to be the one to discipline myself. I had to be the one to make a lot of decisions for myself in the household. And I don't want to raise my kids like that. So now that it's just me and my two girls, I try to focus on making sure I prep them every day. I'm responsible for getting them from point A to point B. I choose their schools. I choose their sitters. I choose, you know, what family or friends get to spend time with them or see them or can take them somewhere. But my mom is not here. My mom is in West Palm, you know, living her life how she wants to live it, enjoying her days and, you know, not having the responsibility to change diapers or feed a kid or take the kid somewhere or buy the kid this or that. Last summer, my mom, for the whole month of June, she had Anya and Ari, and I appreciate that so much. I mean, that was the best birthday gift ever. To not have to second guess my kids for like a whole month, that was amazing. But this summer, she's saying, you know, she wants to go to Jamaica and she wants to, you know, travel to wherever she wants to travel to. Cool. I don't know what I'm doing with the girls for this summer, but I have to figure it out because, you know, close to the end of May, that school is over with, you know what I'm saying? So I have to find somewhere for her to, for them to be. It's not for our grandparents to keep our kids every time we want to go out and hang out with our friends or go out of town or enjoy a night, late night out, or, you know, just live our lives like we don't have kids. That's not what your parents are for. And there's a lot more grandparents out here still working and busting their butt to take care of their grandchildren because for some reason their kid couldn't do it. For some reason their child is maybe no longer living. That's the only way I would excuse it. Or, you know, their child is in the streets on a substance, but they had a kid anyway. And so instead of that child going to the state for them to put in foster care, most grandparents, you know, go ahead and they raise that child and they struggle and they do everything for that child. And, you know, now is not the same as it was back then where you could really depend on the community to help raise your child in the right way. There's no, like, everybody's mentality now is to mind their business. And, oh, there's that kid outside in the street. Okay, then there's just a kid outside in the street. It's not that community where, oh, no, that's a baby, regardless of who it is, let me go help. It's not that mindset anymore. You know what I'm saying? If somebody outside see your kid doing something they're not supposed to be doing, they're not going to walk up to that child and stop that child and talk to that child and, you know, give that child good words of wisdom all the time. That's not what society is anymore. So now it does take more effort to go ahead and raise kids in the best light. You know, your grandparents, you know, Anya's grandma, you know, her only obligation is to check in on her grandkids when she sees fit, or I call her and they talk to them and, you know, she asks them questions and they ask her questions and, you know, they spend their time talking, and when they see each other, they see each other and they spend time. But that's it. Like, my mom doesn't owe me anything in regards to taking care of my kids, and I'm not leaving my kids to my mother. My mother takes 13 pills a day, and she had, you know, five of us, and I think she deserves to be in the middle of Florida doing absolutely nothing. You know, I kind of wish she would have done it sooner, because my mom gave up a lot of, you know, the time of her life to, you know, raise my brothers and I, and I appreciate it, and I know it took a lot of sacrifice, and my mom's not the strongest person, but for her to, you know, raise me with my father in Philly until I was 8 and just endure, you know, his verbal abuse in the house, and for me to witness it and feel like, you know, that's something normal, and to leave with just items in a bag and on our backs to go to Baltimore, Maryland to live in a, you know, a homeless shelter for like a little over a year in order for her to get on Section 8. And while we were in the homeless shelter, she was helping cleaning out apartments for other people to come in. And, you know, she would volunteer a lot, take us out to where she would volunteer and babysit. And she would try to make money on the side and do whatever she had to do. And I remember her doing that. I remember summers there. I remember her getting really sick and us being in foster care for probably like a month or so. The people in foster care were making like, you know, plans for us of what school we were going to go to, what this, what that. Like, we were going to stay like on some forever stuff. And there was a lot of, you know, different transitions I was going through. But every time I was in a situation, it was kind of like I was out of body looking at it. And I just knew some way, somehow, I was going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? She just did a lot. And, you know, we finally got on Section 8 and we moved to Laurel, Maryland. We were in PG County, Prince George's County. What up? We were there until I was about 14, around there. And then one of her friends thought it was a great idea for us to move to Florida. We moved to Florida. I hated Florida because every day was the same and it was hot all the time. And I don't know, I'm a city girl. I like to, you know, switch it up and have all my seasons. So we were in Florida. We were in an apartment, walked a long way to school, and, you know, we still spent our time, you know, with each other, quality time, you know, doing what we had to do, getting to where we had to go. And my mom finally, you know, got her house, and, you know, between her and the bank paying on it, I don't know, she just ended up losing the house. The bank took it back, and around that time, I was like, what, 15, 16, I decided to move to Atlanta because I just didn't want to live how the house was. I didn't want to live in a house where I didn't feel like I had a parent that can like stand up and protect and defend me. And I just didn't feel like Florida was a place for me to be. And just through all of that, now knowing like she's a grandparent of like I think 12 grandkids, I would never ever, and I don't think any of my brothers would feel like my mom would be obligated to raise our kids. Like, I don't understand why a lot of parents out here feel like it's okay for their parents to raise their kids. That's not how it should be set up. And you do a disservice to your kids when you allow them to be raised by their grandparents, because they really don't feel the pros of a grandparent when they have to take a parent's place. And they really don't understand the dynamics of what a parent is or what a parent should be when their grandparents have to raise them and their parents don't raise them. The respect is different. You know what I'm saying? That parent may become a friend once they get an adult life instead of getting that proper respect as a parent, if that makes any sense. And, you know, let's not talk about the way that they might raise their kids and feel like, you know, the grandparent that they had should raise their kids too. So that's, you know, three generations of disruption of what the family dynamic should be, and the best way I feel like we can stop messing up the dynamic of what family should be is to for all of us to take our responsibility where it is. If you are a parent of a child or several children, you need to step up and take care of that child. You need to make sure you're out of trouble. You need to make sure, you know, you can provide for that child. You need to make sure you're there. You spend quality time. You financially give. You emotionally give. You mentally give. That's, having a child is like watering a plant to grow to its tallest potential. Every day you have to feed it, you have to talk to it, you have to water it, you have to, you know, clip it where it needs to be clipped, trim it, do all of this preparation in the home in order for that child to be outside well built, well set, well prepared. And we just have to stop feeling like, oh, I had a baby, but she at home with my mom, or yeah, I had a baby, but her grandfather watching her, da 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 da. That's not what grandparenting is. That's a sometimes thing, you know? That's a, oh, I'm going to grandma's house this weekend, that's it. It's not a, oh, I live at grandma's house thing. It's not, oh, you know, yeah, I had a mom and I had a dad, but my grandpa raised me. My job in adult life is to get to a point where I can provide for my kids, have a home, raise a new family, and also give back to my mother. Make sure I can take care of her in her old age. Make sure if there's something she needed, I could provide. And the fact that my mom has 5 kids, my mom should need for nothing. My mom should never need something and cannot ask one of us for it. That's what it is to have a parent, be raised by a parent, become an adult, have your own kids, have your family, and you take care of that parent that spent all those years raising you, all those years providing for you. That parent that you have is not for babysitting your kids 25/8. That is not why they are there. A lot of grandparents may be frustrated, feeling overwhelmed, overworked, because they're still raising kids as if they've never stopped having kids, because their kids are bringing their kids to their house. If you always bring your kid to your parents' house, stop. I guarantee you, your mom or your dad is tired of them kids being in the house messing up their stuff, and them kids is tired of being at grandma and grandpa's house. Take responsibility for your kids. Get a sitter instead of always taking them to your mom's house or your dad's house or your auntie's house or your uncle's house. And stop telling them, oh, I'm gonna be right back, and know that you ain't coming back until Sunday and it's Friday night. Stop doing that. Because your kids are going to get older and they're going to catch on to the fact that you're going to take me, it's Friday, you're going to take me to grandma's house, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to watch TV, and then all of a sudden nobody going to be able to find you. And then grandma going to be calling you and you're not going to answer. Grandpa going to call you and you're not going to answer. The next day, he's going to say you on your way and you're not coming. And I'm not going to see you until Sunday night before I gotta go to school. Stop doing that. Your kid doesn't want to feel dropped off. Your kid doesn't want to feel neglected. Your kid definitely doesn't want to feel like they were not wanted, or you regret them in any way, and you really want to be out in the street living your life as if you didn't have kids, because that's how that's going to feel. Grandparents or sometimes deal for spending time with your kids. It's not an all the time deal. That is not what grandparents are. You know, a lot of grandparents go out their way to travel to see their grandkids. But that doesn't mean that the grandparents have to raise them. If you are not deceased and your parents are still alive and you have kids, there's no reason why somebody else is raising your kids. There's no reason. I don't care if you were in the streets, maybe you did time or you're doing time and you want somebody to raise your kids, cool. But once you out, that is your responsibility to get back in place as a parent and raise that child. You know, if you move for a job and you left your kid with their aunt or their uncle or your mom or your dad, cool. But you need to hurry up and do what you need to do to get that child, because you do not want your child to learn quickly what it is at a young age to not have you around. Because then when you are around, that child is not going to value you as a parent. That child is not going to give you the respect that is due as their parent. I'm not saying that it's the right thing, but I'm just saying it's a natural thing to not feel a connection or a certain respect as a parent if you never took the place of being that child's parent. Stop letting your parents raise your kids. Grandparents are supposed to be grandparents. Parents are supposed to be the parent. And that child is yours, not your mom and not your dad's. I'm just saying. We have to do better in order for our kids to be better, in order for our parents to respect us as great parents. We have to be those parents. My name is Shan. Deuces.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.